blog for He So Worth It Ministries, May 1st, 2019. The Red Flag of Ho-Hum Christianity and 10 Tips to Prevent It. Every time I see a passion play, think of how God saved me from an eternity in hell. Recall that moment in time when the hound of heaven caught me, when my eyes were open to the truth of the gospel. Think how wonderfully different my life in Christ is. Remember how I have been set free. See people without Christ, knowing their eternal destiny will be horrendous. Every time I see Christians not availing themselves of the abundant life Christ has provided, I become very emotional. Well, what else would you expect from an emotional yo-yo? Seriously, though, we should get choked up, at least a little, when we think about what Christ has done for us. If you ever get tired of hearing the gospel, if it ever becomes ho-hum to you, beware. There is something drastically wrong in your Christian walk. God said in Revelation 3:16, "But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." As you can see from God's word, this is a very serious matter. We are never to take our new life in Christ for granted. We are never to forget the tremendous cost needed to restore mankind's relationship with its Creator. We are never to become ungrateful for all that Christ has done for us. You remember, don't you, how the Lord repeatedly warned the Israelites not to forget what He had done for them? Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Deuteronomy 4:9. So if Easter has just become another day to enjoy spring, you yawn when your pastor talks once again about how to be saved, your heart isn't touched when you hear about persecuted Christians, or you have no time or interest for the things of God anymore, beware. This is a red flag of utmost importance. As that robot used to say in that old TV show Lost in Space, "Danger, Will Robinson, danger!" I urge you to please examine yourself. If your heart has grown cold, God is longing for your return with open arms. "Even now," declares the Lord, "return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning." Joel 2:12. If you haven't grown cold, alleluia! That is the work of the Holy Spirit keeping you faithful and close to Him. I don't ever want to become ho-hum in my walk with Christ. I pray that describes you as well. Here are 10 things we can do to prevent that. 1. Stay in God's Word every day. Read, listen, study, and meditate. 2. Communicate with God in prayer throughout the day. 3. Think about God as you go about your day. Practice the presence of God. 4. Keep short accounts with God. That is, as soon as you are aware of sin, confess and repent. 5. Submit and obey God. 6. Serve wholeheartedly. 7. Fellowship with other believers, especially those who are on fire. 8. Sing and or listen to praise music. 9. Go down memory lane with your Savior and recall all the things He has done for you, of His goodness, mercy, faithfulness, and so on. 10. Ponder where you would be without Christ, both now and forevermore. In a nutshell, commune with God your Maker. Then your heart will remain warm and tender. You'll recognize the warning signs of ho-hum Christianity early on. So, my friends, if your life has become empty, perhaps you have forgotten the empty tomb. Take it as a red flag that you have wandered away from God. Go back and remember the gospel and all that it signifies. That will keep your life filled with joy, peace, and excitement.